217. A kid's riot. It was no use talking anymore. They had already argued until they were blue in the face. Now it was time to fight, and Andy was going to teach Cal a lesson that he would never forget. All because Cal had broken Andy's tape player. "It was mine in the first place," Cal had said. "Pick up a telephone directory and call my mom. She'll tell you the truth." But Andy was sure it was his. Now he would tear Cal's heart out, just as Cal had torn his tape player to pieces. Andy hit first with a special karate kick that he had taught himself to do by watching TV. Then they grabbed each other and rolled around on the ground. When they bumped into a telephone pole, they fell apart. Then one of Cal's friends jumped in on the fight and hit Andy with a telephone book. Seeing that others were teaming up against him as well, Andy called his friends to fight too. The street was teeming with kids fighting. After Cal and Andy fell in a pool of mud off to the side, no one could tell them apart. When a police siren rang, Andy tore himself away from Cal and ran. They all ran. Some even broke windows as they ran or tore down signs on stores. What had started as a fight had become a riot. Then one of the kids, who could actually tell time, yelled that they were late to school. Fourth grade started late that day.